Good morning to everyone, and I hope you enjoy the kind of the social nature of convocation today, and we really appreciate your patience as we move through. And as you can see, news out of Frankfurt and public health authorities and the CDC changes quite frequently, but our goal this year is to move forward as normal as possible, but maybe just wearing masks. And I don't like it, and I know you don't like it, but we feel like it's kind of a necessary evil. So as we move from today into when our mask requirement starts on Friday, I hope many of you will start, if not already, wearing a mask indoors. And part of our goal was to have really a slide into it this week. So if you have that opportunity, get on Amazon and Walmart and all points in between and get restocked on the mask. We will probably be with masking for a while. Moving on to better things, I want to explain what we're doing down here on 2nd Street. Those of you that park down here probably seen a lot of commotion and noise going on. We are cleaning off a couple of old houses and grown-up trees and that area down there, and we'll be green spacing much of that. So if you park down in this direction over the next week or so, please continue to be careful as they come in and out and clean that area up. It will probably take us another month or month and a half to finish that up. Let me call out specifically our facility management folks. Would you give them a round of applause? The campus is looking great. Set up this morning is great. Really appreciate all that they do. They have been doing double time. And the reason I mention that is because a number of them are working on Saturdays to try to get us ready to start this semester. So if you would, if you see one of those folks, thank them for the job that they do. They have worked tremendously hard and really appreciate Kim Oatman's leadership there. Also give a round to Aramark for the food this morning. We've jostled them inside and outside, and they've been very flexible with us as well. And that's probably the name of the game this year. Let me move on to those individuals who are new and joining us. Thank you. We have brought in probably a few additional individuals. What we saw during the course of the past 12 or 15 months is people delayed retirement and departure last summer. So as a result, between about March of this year and roughly today, we saw a few extra retirements, a few extra departures. It seemed like people were waiting to maybe a little bit of a better COVID environment. And about the time vaccination started coming out, we started to see a few additional transitions. So we did welcome back on Monday a very nice cadre of new and incoming faculty. And thank you to all those individuals that worked on either getting them here or through orientation on Monday. I'm going to leave you with one thing that we think is very positive, and again, thank you for coming today. We are approaching our Board of Regents next Thursday at their board meeting for an additional mid-year raise. Many of you who came through the summer with us know that we tried to go back and put some base salary raises in. Those should be taken care of. I appreciate the finance and budget and payroll folks for taking care of that. But our board approved an additional amount of money at our request. We have gone back and kind of took the number of full-time employees that we have, roughly divided that and a few other little criteria. So sometime around mid-October, I hope it's October 16th payroll. If not, it'll be November 1. We're going to try to provide all of our full-time employees, if you meet certain parameters, about the same base salary increase again. Our goal going forward is to try to rebuild some of our salary structure here. I know it's been a desert for a couple of years, but many of us that deal with the finances are sleeping a little bit better. And thanks to many of you on the campus, we feel like we've got a better financial foundation, and we can get back in this raise game, so to say. So somewhere around October, and we'll try to announce this over the next week or so, you'll probably see a couple of $100s come into your base salary. And then I'm very optimistic that we can turn around and do something quite nice again next spring. So the goal is to try to rebuild a little bit and move forward. We really appreciate all of you. Thanks for what you do, not only in getting ready for this academic year, but hopefully your optimism as we move through this year. Continue to visit, socialize, and let's have a great academic year. Thank you.